Inadequate efforts won't repair your dysfunctional organization. When organizations face problems, leaders often resort to quick fixes like spending more money or hiring more people. However, these half measures rarely solve the underlying issues. Solving problems means digging deep to find their true causes. If you keep facing the same issues, it's a sign something's fundamentally wrong. Here are common reasons why organizations stumble. 1. Rapid growth without solid plans. When things go well, teams often expand quickly without proper planning. But if the foundation isn't sturdy, growth can strain the system. Mergers and acquisitions might speed up growth, but if integration isn't handled well, it leads to inefficiencies. 2. Money isn't the magic fix. Pouring money into problems might provide a short-term solution, but it won't fix underlying issues. 3. Missing the big picture. Some leaders fail to grasp how major shifts in their industry, the economy, or global organizations like the World Trade Association affect their own. They overlook crucial factors, leading to obstacles in their growth or innovation efforts, and they're left uncertain about their next steps. 4. Stuck in the past. Leaders who cling to old methods and outdated cultures hinder progress. Accepting diversity in the workforce leads to fresher solutions. 5. Self-interest over organization. Some leaders prioritize personal gain over what's best for the organization. 6. Holding on too tight. Founders often struggle to let go, hindering fresh growth. Having a vision is great, but execution matters too. 7. Refusing to face reality. Nonprofit leaders sometimes ignore financial struggles or decrease effectiveness. Emotions shouldn't guide decisions. Reality should. Revitalize fortunes through process restructuring. To revitalize struggling organizations, we employ a systematic approach known as process engineering. This entails optimizing company operations to enhance productivity while minimizing costs. It requires patience, relationship building, and a composed demeanor. The turnaround plan relies on 4 key steps: imagining the future, examining the past, mapping a path from now to then, and acting with certainty, enthusiasm, and speed. Work with fellow leaders, apply your knowledge, and boldly decide, even in the face of opposition. By following these steps diligently, we can breathe new life into struggling organizations and steer them toward success. 1. Be flexible. Stay open-minded about outcomes and avoid jumping to conclusions. Don't blame individuals. Instead, look at the bigger picture for systemic issues. Get input from others inside and outside your team. 2. Practice diplomacy. When making big changes, expect some resistance from your team. Instead of seeing them as obstacles, talk to them respectfully about their concerns to get their support. Cooperation is key to making changes stick. 3. Seek diverse perspectives. Don't limit yourself to your circle. Look for advice from people who think differently, even if they're not in your industry. Find those who are process-driven, understanding, and ego-free. 4. Respect competition. Focus on your long-term goals rather than trying to tear down your rivals. Attacking competitors usually backfires. Stay ambitious and aim for success without resorting to negative tactics. 5. Follow through. Stick to your commitments no matter what. Being reliable builds trust while breaking promises damages your credibility. Show up on time and ready to tackle challenges head-on. Visualize the future. When a project or company is barely keeping afloat, leaders often rush to fix the same old problems. But constantly repeating this cycle signals a need for a big change. Don't dwell on the problems. Instead, focus on envisioning where you want to be in the future. Then, map out a clear path to get there. Discovering your core competency involves understanding why your project or company exists and what makes it stand out. Perhaps your founders identified a problem or a gap in the market. If their goal is still relevant, you can continue in that direction. Maybe you offer a unique product or service that sets you apart from the competition. Could you potentially become a market leader? Your core competency is essentially what you do that others cannot. Imagine shaping a perfect future. Picture using your skills to tackle a challenge threatening your position, or envision creating a technology that transforms lives. Always think about what your customers need. How can you help them overcome problems and enhance their experiences? Let's look ahead. What does your future vision entail? What investments are required to make it happen? Every turnaround task requires careful consideration of multiple factors before taking any steps forward. The primary aim, known as Job 1, represents the main focus of the mission. Accompanying it are Jobs 2 and 3, which involve strategic choices related to marketing, public relations, and human resources. These additional responsibilities are vital in guaranteeing that Job 1 is both achievable and sustainable within the operational and financial limitations. Despite the allure of Job 1's potential success, its realization depends heavily on its alignment with practical constraints. Refocus success and build alliances. In Job 2, it's all about updating what success looks like. This means ditching old tools and ways of doing things and bringing in new ones. To keep track of how well we're doing, we'll need a fresh set of measurements. But we can't do it alone. We need everyone on board to make it happen. In Job 3, we're all about making new friends and smoothing things over with old foes. We need to find new allies and make sure our relationships with those who weren't on our side before are in good shape. Break down the past. To pave your way to success, start by dissecting your past. Take a good look at what you've got and figure out what's worth keeping and what's not. Gather all the stuff that matters, from products and services to how you sell them, market them, serve your customers, and the tools you use. Pile them up in a room and sort them out digitally too. This helps you see clearly what fits into your plans and what doesn't. Assess your assets based on their ability to generate income or expenses, how they're perceived by both internal and external stakeholders, and how they measure up against top-notch examples. Analyze how effectively your revenue-generating assets contribute to your overall income. Decide whether to keep or discard an expense based on its cost efficiency. If certain expenses are no longer viable, eliminate them. If an asset doesn't align with your plans, let it go. When making decisions, remember that your actions affect your team, customers, and partners. Change can be unsettling, stirring up uncertainty. Be transparent. Talk openly and honestly about changes, backing up your reasoning with numbers. Act swiftly to remove anything deemed unnecessary, or others may mistakenly think they can salvage it. Create a path from present to future. Let's map out your journey to future success. We're going to create a roadmap using a decision tree, kind of like a flow chart, to show how we'll use the assets we choose to keep. Here's how we'll do it. Organize assets into categories based on their similarities, such as products and services or marketing and public relations. Specify the target markets and their respective sizes. Calculate the amount of financial support needed for your assets and assess whether they sufficiently meet your daily operational requirements. If there's a chance to create a fresh asset that significantly boosts revenue or enhances the effectiveness of your project or organization, would the returns outweigh the expenses of branding and promoting this new endeavor? Completing your decision tree sets your path forward. Next up, ensuring your team can execute the plan. Some folks might leave voluntarily if they see their skills and interests don't match the new vision. Others might need to be let go if they're not on board or have a consistently negative vibe. Be upfront and respectful about the restructuring's impact, especially on jobs. Delaying layoffs only makes things tougher. Offer support to the remaining team. Losing colleagues can be tough, so assign mentors to help ease the transition. Give them the tools they need to succeed and be clear about their roles and goals. Let them know rewards and promotions come from their and the team's success. After about 6 months, do performance reviews to see who's adapting well and who's struggling. Focus on keeping your best performers with attractive perks and incentives. Execute with speed, confidence, and heart. Executing a turnaround demands speed, aggression, and adaptability. Failing to finish the job undoes the gains you've worked hard for. You need to outpace your competition. Your turnaround must significantly enhance your organization. Small advantages aren't worth the effort. To achieve remarkable turnarounds, it's crucial to set ambitious agendas. You need what organizational experts Jim Collins and Jerry Porras call big, hairy, audacious goals, BOGs. These are exciting, long-term objectives that rally your team together. They don't have to impress the whole world. They just need to be bold within the scope of your mission. For instance, a sales manager might aim for a 50% increase in sales. Or a community leader might strive to alleviate hunger in a local area. BOGs ignite enthusiasm and drive progress toward your goals. Making your goals public boosts your commitment. Share them with your team, leaders, and stakeholders. Craft goals that impress your boss and give your business an edge. Create standards that push competitors to keep up. Leading through turnarounds can be tough. As a leader, you've got to keep people motivated and inspired, even when things seem hard. It's important to understand that turnarounds take a toll on leaders. You've got to keep pushing forward, even when it feels like the challenges are too much to handle. Successful leaders in turnaround situations prioritize transparency, owning up to mistakes promptly, and rectifying them whenever possible. They also excel in diplomacy, consistently maintaining a positive demeanor even during tough personnel decisions. Avoiding self-doubt is crucial. Turnarounds demand action, so leaders must be willing to do whatever it takes to accomplish their goals. For instance, if a leader realizes they've made an error in judgment, they should openly acknowledge it and take steps to correct it swiftly. Additionally, they should handle difficult staffing decisions with grace and kindness. Maintaining a positive attitude throughout the process is essential for motivating and inspiring team members. Key points. 1. Solve organizational problems by addressing underlying causes, not just symptoms, to promote long-term success. 2. Adopt strategic planning and avoid hasty expansions, ensuring sustainable growth. 3. Prioritize innovation and adaptability, recognizing the impact of industry shifts on organizational dynamics. 4. Nurture inclusive cultures and diverse perspectives to drive creativity and progress within teams. 5. Maintain integrity and prioritize organizational interests over personal gain for sustained success. 6. Accept change, let go of outdated methods, and empower teams for growth. 7. Set ambitious yet achievable goals, execute with confidence, and maintain transparency to inspire trust and drive results.